Hello, it is Thursday, January 5th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 4, 1 through 8, 1 Chronicles 5, 1 through 22, and Acts 9, 36 to 10, 8. We're going to start with Psalm 4, 1 through 8. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face. Shine upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. 1 Chronicles 5, 1 through 22. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's couch, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that he could not be enrolled as the oldest son. Though Judah became strong among his brothers, and a chief came from him, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi, the sons of Joel, Shammaiah, his son Gog, his son Shimei, his son Micah, his son Re'aiah, his son Baal, his son Berah, his son whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried away into exile. He was a chief of the Reubenites, and his kinsmen by their clans. When the genealogy of their generations was recorded, the chief Jael and Zechariah and Bela, the son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel, who lived in Aror, as far as Nebu and Ba-Minnam. He also lived to the east as far as the entrance of the desert this side of the Euphrates, because their livestock had multiplied in the land of Gilead, and in the days of Saul they waged war against the Hagarites, who fell into their hand, and they lived in their tents throughout all the region east of Gilead. The sons of Gad lived over against them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salecha. Joel the chief, Shepham the second, Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan, and their kinsmen according to their father's houses, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachan, Zai, and Eber, seven. There were the sons of Abihail, the son of Huri, son of Jorao, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshashiah, son of Jado, son of Buz, I, son of Abdiel, son of Guni, was chief in their father's houses. And they lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon, in their limits. All of these were recorded in genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had valiant men who carried shield and sword and drew the bow, expert in war, 44,760 able to go to war. They waged war against the Hagarites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nadab, And when they prevailed over them, the Hagarites and all who were with them were given into their hand, for they cried out to God in the battle, and he granted their urgent plea because they trusted in him. They carried off their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 men alive. For many fell because the war was of God, and they lived in their place until the exile. Acts 9:36-10:8. Now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she became ill and died, and when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Peace, come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And he stayed in Joppa for many days with one Simon, a tanner. At Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius," and he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa to bring one Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those who attended him, and having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.